and welcome to Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash. Well, it's been quite a week for Salt Spring on a lot of different levels, especially for one Salt Springer, Paloo Rainbow Song. If you didn't catch him, he appeared on The Dragon's Den on CBC Television last Wednesday at 8 p.m., and he wowed the dragons. We're all very proud of Paloo Rainbow Song. Perhaps you've seen him over the years in Saturday Market, all around town. Well, you're going to hear the entire story behind Paloo's appearance on Dragon's Den, because he is my guest in the studio. Welcome to Sounds Like Salt Spring, Paloo.
Hi there.
Well, Paloo, this has been quite a week for you, but for some people that don't really know what we're talking about, maybe we could just set the stage for them. You can tell us a little bit about what Dragon's Den is, and maybe the audition process of how you actually appeared, and then afterwards what happened. So, but before we do, I usually have people just in maybe a minute or so, if they're new to the show, how did you come to live on Salt Spring Island, Paloo?
Well, that's a story in itself, a little fairy tale. Anyway, I was basically chased by a girl who wanted to be with me, who I later found out she wouldn't give up, and later she happened to have been a hippie millionaireess related to royalty in England, brought me from California up to Salt Spring Island, married me, suddenly I became a millionaire, and had a $500,000 house. We put in a few things like jacuzzi and sauna, and our plan was to make it into a healing new age retreat for Salt Spring Island. But alas, things don't last forever, and even fairy tales have their unhappy endings.
Mm-hmm.
So we were together a couple of years, and that started me off on Salt Spring Island.
I guess what people want to know now is the story behind the Dragon's Den appearance. Now, maybe you could just take us back to that first time that you maybe heard about the auditions or went to the auditions. Take us back there.
I'll take you back even further, Bill. One day I was at the grassy knoll in the park. I saw these younger hippies, gave them a demonstration of my kaleidoscope. One girl was so taken by it, she said, "I love the dragons. I love to watch the Dragon's Den, but I'm going to stop watching it as protest until they have you on it." And so I sang a song about her upfrontness and how determined she was that she wanted to see me on the show. Later that day, I found myself giving another demonstration of my kaleidoscope to someone else, and they said, "You've got to go on the Dragon's Den. You've got to go on the Dragon's Den." No relation to between the two at all, but since it happened twice in the same day, I sang another song about that. Well, come maybe a year later, suddenly, because of Annette and her success with Vita Grains going on the Dragon's Den, Salt Spring became a focal point for the Dragon's Den. They said, "Let's return here and pool some more people from the population and see what else we find." Well, I knew nothing at all that auditions were taking place. I was at home doing my thing, oblivious, and the auditions were over. Suddenly they were having lunch at Harbor House. One girl sitting near them could overhear the conversation. She gathered they were representatives of the Dragon's Den on Salt Spring Island. She heard them talking about me. So many people had been at the audition saying, "Is Paloo going to go on the show? Is Paloo going to go on the show?" Finally, she went up to them and she said, "I know Paloo. I can get a hold of him for you." Next thing, I got a call. "Will you go on the Dragon's Den? Come on over and audition." So I brought my trusty solar meditation bow, gave them all a demonstration of my kaleidoscope. They were gaga-eyed and awed. They said, "This is amazing." And then I sang them a freestyle song about how I create freestyle songs on behalf of the losers of the Dragon's Den. Because
wow.
I take compassion on them with their great ideas, and they lose, and sometimes they don't get talked to very nice. So I sang them a freestyle song about that, and they said, "You've got to go on the Dragon's Den. You've got to go on the Dragon's Den. This show was made for somebody
right.
like you."
So this just seems like synchronicity or happenstance or something. You had no idea, and it was already over, and then somebody overheard them, and then, wow, that's like That's really almost cosmic about how it even came about. That's a wonderful story, Palou. What we have to do now is we have to play, a couple of commercials and different things like that. But when we come back, take us to the actual Dragon's Den taping in Toronto. We can take us through that when we come back.
I'll take you there. I'll let you see it through my eyes.
That's great. And welcome back to Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash with my guest this week, Salt Spring musician, inventor, Palou Rainbow Song. So you got us caught up with the audition process. Now, take us from there. So how did you get to Toronto? What happened in Toronto?
Well, I'll put some special thanks out to Sharon. She's a woman who came forward and learned after it was in the Driftwood that I'd be going on the Dragon's Den. She decided, maybe we should fundraise for him, being as before the Dragon's Den will reimburse him, he's got to get there first and show up on the show. So she began helping me fundraise. We put little donation containers out there in almost every business.
Yeah, I saw those.
And that brought in some needed income, but it still was not nearly enough for the travel airfare required to get to Toronto. And then another person stepped forward who eventually turned out to be my assistant, who went with me because I like to give demonstrations of my kaleidoscope using the sun as the medium and playing my didgeridoo at the same time to give a full effect, audio and visual. So in order to do that and give them the best demonstration I could, I knew we were going to be inside. And the only way to do that would be to bring along a light that I have, a halogen light.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impossible as one person to hold a light, a bow, and play the didgeridoo at the same time. I'm sorry, I was not born with three hands.
Yeah.
So he came forward, Tim Harvey, and said, I'll volunteer to be your assistant, and I'll pay the airfare to Toronto, knowing that the Dragons would most likely reimburse us.
That's wonderful.
We arrived in Toronto that night on the 8th of April at about 12 a.m. By the time we finally got to our backpacker's suite, it was 3-something or other a.m. Then we had to be up and at the Dragon's Den studio at 6, between 6 a.m. and 6:30.
Sounds like you might have been kind of jet-lagged.
You might say that. Nevertheless, we arrived there. And I could see it now as we were walking to the building. We could see a humongous mural of the Dragons on the CBC building. We entered. They were already waiting for us. They had a table set out with a solar meditation bow written on it. First things first, they made both of us sign the dreaded confidentiality agreement. So that when people would ask every conceivable question in the world about what happened, what'd you get, we were branded not to say a thing.
Sworn to silence.
Sworn to secrecy. So they make you sign that, and then we went in, and there they were. It was like entering the Wizard of Oz. They were waiting for Dorothy and her crew.
Right.
And they put the mics on us. They powdered our faces with makeup. They gave us a tour of the Dragon's Den. They showed us the lair. They showed us where to stand. They put us through the ropes. But by the time, before even, I went to see the Dragons and stand before them and give them my pitch, the behind-the-scenes crew were all over us. They'd heard about us from Salt Spring Island.
Ah.
They heard about this special contraption one of the Salt Spring Island natives had on them. And they were just begging and asking for a demonstration of my kaleidoscope. Well, I gave them some. As soon as they saw the others go all gaga-eyed and odd and non-words because they couldn't speak, they were so entranced. Everybody wanted a demonstration. Even the producers came down and we were giving them demonstrations right and left. Well, by that time it was time to go on the Dragon's Den set and face the dragons, face the fire. So, took a few breaths. Tim and I went forward. I had brought a whole slew of solar meditation bows to share with them. And suddenly I was standing before them saying, here I am. I'm from beautiful Salt Spring Island, BC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for $75,000 and 33% of my company. Well, after that, unknown to the Dragons. I had already cleared it with one of the producers. I was about to do something unprecedented on any Dragon's Den show in all its history. I was going to make up a song on the spot and sing my pitch.
Sing your pitch. I know they were really impressed with that. Well, let's touch on what happened at the beginning, because at the beginning it didn't start off in the best kind of way.
Now, what do you mean by that, Bill?
Your guitar?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a heck of a time tuning my guitar. I tried and I tried and I tried. It had become the little guitar that could not. Well, my tuner had died on me. There I was. There was so much loud noise inside the studio, I could hardly hear the strings I was trying to tune. I did my best. I did my level best, but it was not good enough.
So you started off out of tune, and I watched it, and Kevin jumped in there, and what did he say?
Well, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, said, "Stop! You gotta tune that guitar." Well, being Salt Spring Island's Palu Rainbow Song, and standing there in the moment, already engaged in singing my song, there was no way I was gonna stop. I pursued on. And in kind of an Elvis Presley sort of style and command, I finished that song until suddenly they were all there with their faces and their smiles, and they were getting excited, and Arlene was dancing to the rhythm, and they all went, "He nailed it!"
Okay, so that was your pitch, and then you did a demonstration, which you brought one of these in today.
Well, I'd like to say one thing about the demonstration. Because of video editing and time restraints and them having other contestants in episode 6, season 8, on there besides me, what they actually took out that was very unique in itself was the fact that I did give demonstrations of my kaleidoscope to each and every Dragon.
Right.
And although you didn't see it on air because they sort of went over it, each one got a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, I think I've only showed it to you once. Would you like to have a demonstration?
In this moment, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go and take care of some commercials and then come back and we can get all set up and everything. And I get to have my moment live on air.
In fact, Bill, I'll give you a choice. Of the two solar meditation bows I have with me, would you like to have the plane or the sparkle?
So they come in two different kinds, eh? Oh, I better give you a website. The website is called solarmeditationbow.com. Solarmeditationbow.com. And I would choose I think I'll go for the deluxe version, the sparkles.
Well, I've got to tell you something, Bill.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be giving you a demonstration of my solar meditation bow, the eighth wonder of the world, with the very exact same and identical solar meditation bow I gave demonstrations to the Dragons with.
That's great. I am honored. Well, why don't we come back, and we'll have that all set up in the next few minutes. Got to pause for some station identification, folks. Right back with Salt Spring musician, inventor of the solar meditation bow, Dragon Slayer, Palu Rainbow Song, back after
Instead
this.
Instead of Dragon Slayer, how about Dragon Tamer?
Ooh, Palu Rainbow Song, Dragon Tamer, back after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Henderson, and you're listening to Sounds Like Salt Spring with Bill Nash on Green FM. Yes, Salt Spring, Green FM, I like that. 107.9 or 102.1, whichever works best for you. CFSI-FM.com. And, of course, it's Salt Spring Island Radio. Have fun.
Welcome back to Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash. My guest this week is Salt Spring musician, inventor, dragon tamer, Palu Rainbow Song. And Palu has been, talking about his experience on the Dragon's Den. And obviously there was a demonstration, so he has agreed to do a demonstration on me live. I hope I can function. Maybe I'll be able to function better after this. Who knows? So here we go with the solar meditation bow demonstration. Go ahead, Plu.
Now, a couple questions to ask you, Bill. Are you epileptic?
No.
All right. Now, normally, if the sun were out, I'd have you stare at the sun with your eyes closed and then start to play the didgeridoo at the same time as giving you a demonstration of my kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
However, for radio's sake, and because the sun is not out now, let's say I'll play the didgeridoo for you a little bit to prepare you, and then I'll give you the demonstration of my kaleidoscope, and afterward, as you're basking in what you just experienced, I'll give you a little bit more didgeridoo treatment. Are you ready?
Sure, take it away.
Okay. You take off your glasses, and I have a few more questions before we start.
Okay, I leave my headphones on?
It's your choice.
Okay, so I'm just closing my eyes now?
Okay, and the question is for you, after I go from the didgeridoo, I'll go directly into the solar meditation bow demonstration. So let's get these questions out of the way first. Have you ever traveled in a time machine before?
I don't believe I have.
No, most people would probably say the same thing. The reason I ask, Bill, is because normally we find time machines in science fiction movies. Now, even though my kaleidoscope is not a time machine, the question is, when people have a demonstration of my kaleidoscope, it's probably the closest thing to time travel anyone will ever have. In your mind, while having a demonstration, people often get the feeling that they're experiencing a form of time travel in their mind. So the question is this for you, Bill. Would you like to be taken back to the 1960s or forward in time to La La Land?
The 60s were kind of fun for me.
Okay. We'll start out with a little didgeridoo, and then we'll be taking Bill Nash back to the 1960s. Here we go. Bill Nash is silent right now, so I'll be doing the speaking for him. I'm turning his swivel chair a little bit more towards me so I can give him the demonstration. As he tilts his head back, and here we go. Bill Nash is now prepared for a time travel segment back to the 1960s. The time travel has now begun. At this time, he may be experiencing tremendous colors, shapes, designs, fractals, mandalas, patterns, geometry, snowflakes, checkers, the likes of which are hardly ever seen in this outside world. We'll now let Bill Nash begin to speak for himself if he has any moments of awe, wonder, and splendor. Now you keep your eyes closed, Bill. I'm going to rewind and give you some extra. Probably give you about 2 doses of extra. Here we go. This is not dead air. Bill Nash is having an artistic, meditative, psychedelic journey into the pure nature of the mind, drug-free, few human beings have ever seen. And yet, this is so gentle. Children, grandparents, the elderly, anybody can do this. Touching upon the artistic, the meditative, the psychedelic. And keep your eyes closed, Bill. I'm going to give you one more dose of extra. Here we go. I'm winding the solar meditation bow up now. And Bill Nash is having a subjective experience that I would classify as one step above ecstasy, not above bliss, but one notch below of the mind. I can tell you his mouth is open. He looks gaga-eyed. It looks as if he's experiencing wonderment and awe. You could be told about the effects of the solar meditation bow, but until you experience it, you have no idea what it's really like. A feeling of rapture, of ecstasy, of thoughts so quick, so intricate, colors, patterns, boggling the mind. And now keep your eyes closed, Bill. We're going to go into just a little bit more didgeridoo for ambiance to seal the deal. Bill Nash is having a cosmic moment. Let's wait for him to return.
I'm aware of everything, but that thing that just happened, it's hard to even describe it. I would say, oh, thank you very much, Palu. I've seen it done. You can't imagine what it's like until you actually do it. It's fractal. There's light spectrum. There's and the whole thing with the panning back and forth with the didgeridoo. It's phasing. The thing that got me was I went back. I think because I wanted to go back. I think if you want to go somewhere, maybe it facilitates that. But I was totally back on the homestead in Pitt Meadows in the 60s. I think I wanted to go back to the best time in my life. So I went back there. But yet, there's all these colors and shapes and things bombarding you. And it's kind of overwhelming. But at the same time, there's this feeling of, you know, relaxation and bliss. But I must say, Plu, my hat is off to you for inventing this. There is really nothing like this out there. All I can say is, wow. I think you got a winner here, Plu. We're all so proud of you for doing this. And let me just gather my thoughts here. I'm supposed to be doing something soon. Oh, it's commercial, right. So I'm Bill Nash with my guest, Salt Spring musician, inventor of the solar meditation bow, Palu Rainbow Song. Stay with us, because I believe when we come back, are you going to freestyle a song or
I'll
something?
I'll freestyle a song, and I just want to let you know, Bill, that I'm sure you've heard of the pyramids before. You've mm-hmm. heard of the Sphinx. Well, you just met the eighth wonder of the world.
Hear, hear. Back with Blue Rainbow Song after this. Welcome back to Sounds Like Salt Spring. I'm Bill Nash with my guest this week, Salt Spring musician, inventor, Blue Rainbow Song, Dragon Tamer. Blue was on Dragon's Den, CBC Television, last Wednesday at 8 p.m., and what it is, it's basically venture capital, people who want to invest in up-and-coming entrepreneurs, businesses, etc. It's a very, very highly rated show. Didn't you say that you got an email from one of the producers? There was a...
That's right. I got an email from the producer of the Dragon's Den telling me very happily that of all the contestants on Episode 6, Season 7... I had the most traffic and views and people tuning in, especially for my segment, than they've ever seen or in that episode.
Right.
1.1 million people.
1.1 million people turned in to see Blue Rainbow Song on Dragon's Den. Congratulations.
And throughout the day, before the actual episode aired, there had been a sneak peek that went viral. That was absolutely amazing.
That was on the website?
That's right. Of me giving Arlene a demonstration of my kaleidoscope, and it was all souped up with echo and stuff like this. In fact, Bill, I've even brought forth for you, you might have to describe it to your audience. Here's a backstage pass from the Dragon's Den itself.
Oh yeah, that's a backstage pass. Dragon's Den with the logo, that's awesome.
And Bill, I've also brought for your perusal the Dragon's Den notebook with the very, 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 very famous Dragon's Den pin with the logo Dragon's Den on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dragon's Den.
And not to mention a Boston Pizza gift card.
Oh, that's Jim, yeah.
That's right.
Excellent.
And the pièce de résistance here, I'm sure you can describe this to your listening audience, happens to be the very Dragon's Den mug, which says,
I'm in, I'm out.
That's right.
that's wonderful. So I'm just trying to, I'm still kind of blissed out from that experience, trying to do like left brain kind of stuff, and I'm like, right brain, right brain. I'm just trying to remember if I've forgotten anything.
Well, so I'll tell you what.
Oh, I know, I know.
Yeah.
So, did you take the deal?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Did they take your deal, I should say? Did they, because you were offering them, you offered them, what was it?
$75,000.
$75,000 for 33%?
That's right.
So what happened there?
Well, I'll tell you what I was most interested of all was to be sure that the viewing audience got to see me give demonstrations of my kaleidoscope to the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
exposure.
Important to me. Yeah, that's right. And Arlene was quite taken by me. The rest of the dragons, they were very moved by the experiences and the entertainment of the mind I gave them. Arlene wanted to buy a solar meditation bow from me right away. And she said, dragons? How about it? Everyone got a solar meditation bow from me. They mostly got sparkles. I offer the plane and the sparkle. In fact, if you, anyone listening, would like to get one from me, all you have to do is contact me at palu, P-A-L-U, rainbowsong, @gmail.com.
And your website?
Website is solarmeditationbow.com.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that leads me on a segue before I sing my song. About one thing I've started as a project after returning from the Dragon's Den, because I don't want to experience all this celebrity status and stardom and glory for having faced the fire and faced the dragons. And, well, the only reason I say I'm a dragon tamer as opposed to a dragon slayer, although I did kind of slay the old dragons, but I brought out the new dragons for it's very rare on the Dragon's Den set that you'll find any contestants that go up before the dragons and don't somewhat get chewed out.
Well, that is the tamest I've ever seen Kevin O'Leary.
They were so nice to me. I had wowed, my assistant Tim and I had wowed them so much. And then when I was, although one song people didn't get to see that I sang that was also, I remember a song, it was as if being on the set was like, I had the dragons rocking in their seats while I was playing my guitar, like on an Elvis Presley movie, and they were rocking it. And basically, by the time I turned around and we began to walk away, there they were amongst themselves, and they were saying what a nice experience that was. You know, they may not have taken the business deal, but that's fine with me. What they got out of it was the cosmic deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know where the time's gone, but it looks like we've got time for you wanted to play us out with a freeform song.
That's right. This is a completely freestyled song, never before created, never before heard, because it doesn't exist.
Okay.
However, I'll let you choose the theme and the title for the song, and I'll turn it into one. But before you do, I just want to let the audience know that Bill Nash himself is one of the greatest performers and has one of the greatest voices I've ever heard. You ought to hear him rock doing Beatle Jams with Dave Jaquest.
Well, thank you, Plu. So you want an idea? Because I know that when you go to the treehouse and stuff, you shout out to the audience. So I just have to think of something, some kind of a theme for your song.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a good theme.
Yeah.
I showed you the mug.
Yeah.
And what did it say?
I'm in, I'm out.
There we go.
Palou Rainbow song.
Created November 10th, 2013, using the guitar chords D flat at the 5th fret, and we'll try, I'll let you guess what the other chord is. Well, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out, I went on the Dragon's Den. I faced the fire, I went on the Dragon's Den. That very hour, well, I came back to Salt Spring Island, and everybody got to watch it. Watch out now, watch out, watch out. Well, when you go on the Dragon's Den, you're gonna have a lot of friends, cause you're either gonna be in or you're gonna be out. Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. When you go on the Dragon's Den set, watch out, you're gonna be in or out. Well, I left from Salt Spring Island with Tim Harvey. We were going to be on TV. Salt Spring Island was behind us, there goes their natives. Well, when I got there, you know what they said. I thought you were from Salt Spring Island. Well, that's right now. We showed them, yeah. Well, I did not know that when I went there that very day, November 6th, I'd be saying, hey, 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 I became the number one entertainer. Celebrity status, that's for sure. Even this whole week, I'm number one on the Dragon's website. I'm even on the cover of their video for the entire episode. Though what I want to do is bring Salt Spring Island and elevate them with me. I want to take my link to my website, and you see, I want to go to every single business and say, now, can I make a song for you about your business? Well, even the craft vendors too, at the Saturday market. And then when I get all these songs sung for the businesses and artisans on Salt Spring, you know what I'm gonna do? Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna put it on my website, my YouTube channel. I'm gonna be linked to the Dragon's Den set. Whoa, yeah. To their website, well, that's right. When I've got that made, I'm gonna send all that traffic so you, hey, all Salt Spring Island can have it. Millions of people who visit their site and see their crafts, products, businesses. Yeah, well, hey now, I'm in, I'm out. Well, I was the talk of the town. Now I'm gonna end this song real soon. I got one thing that's a boon. I'm gonna take my celebrity status and share with Salt Spring Island so everyone can benefit, benefit. Well, let's take someone who's watching the Dragon TV. Another episode, well, we'll see. They'll be looking for that Palu Rainbow song and his songs. They'll be following the link. Everyone, suddenly they'll come to one that says, there's Palu's YouTube channel. Look what that says, Palu SSI Dragon's Den. Oh yeah, they'll see one Salt Spring business and another one too. All these songs I'm singing for you and you, while we pan your products and your business, your stall at the Saturday market, oh yes. Well, why should I have all the glory? Let's give it up, give it up, give it up for the best and the rest of Salt Spring. Yeah!
Palu Rainbow Song. That's really generous of you. It just shows the kind of heart that you have. You're going to go around to all these. That's a great idea. That's a fabulous idea. I think you're going to get a lot of support. Well, we have to call it a wrap on this hour of the show. Thank you so much for coming in, Palu. Best of luck. I'll just say the website is solarmeditationbow.com. And what's your email again?
PaluRainbowSong@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And for the second hour of Sounds Like Salt Spring is our interview with Salt Spring Island Foundation Chair Carol Beely. That will be on directly following Community Calendar.
And can I say, Bill, that anyone right now who missed the show can go right now to the CBC Dragon's Den website and they can find my pitch, which they can view. They can see the entire show with all the other episodes and me included in there. And if they're lucky, if they really want to search for it, Google Episode 6, Season 8, Sneak Peek.
There you go, folks. CBC TV's The Dragon's Den, featuring all this week Salt Spring's own Palu Rainbow Song. Thanks again, Palu.
The number one TV show in Canada.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.